You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the book of 1 Corinthians. We're still in chapter 1 and off to a great start. Each week's just getting better and better preaching it, and I'm really excited about sharing it on the radio because of the power of God. And the power of God is evident in this message because it is in the Word of God. Paul shows us that the message or the logos of the cross is the power of God. And that word there, power, is the word dunamis, where our word dynamite comes from. The power resides in the message and the preaching of the cross. That's where we're at. And midweek here, this will play here today, and we'll wrap it up tomorrow, and we'll be in something else here on Friday. WGOD Radio. For more on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. That's my updated website. It's fresh and looking pretty nice. I've done some changes on there. And we're on Facebook. These programs and the Sunday sermons from Island Community Church are uploaded at the Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Okay, here's the next part of this message. Again, we are going to wrap up, and we're working through 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And the preaching of the cross is to those that perish foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it's the dynamite of God.
What does he mean by that? Well, let me read to you the verse. It's Romans 9:30. Paul says this: what shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness is the search to be right with God. Okay? How do you get right with God? How do you have peace with your maker? How do you have eternal life? How can you be right with the creator of the universe is the righteousness of God? How can you have God slam down his gavel and look at you and say, not guilty? What does it take? He's saying the Gentiles weren't even looking for that. The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness of God, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. The Jews tried to do things to get right with God, and you're only right with God by calling on the name of Jesus Christ. You can't keep rules to be right with God. You can't do it. You can only be right with God. He who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Then you'll have the desire to keep rules because you want to please him with all that you do. So, they stumbled at that. They did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. And the Jews stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, this is Romans 9:33. Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So Jesus Christ is that great stone. Even King David called him that. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Psalm 118, verse 22. And Jesus is the same for you. Either he himself is your rock, your fortress, and your strong tower, or, well, again, we'll let him tell you. Jesus says, have you never read in the Bible that the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? And this was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given it to a nation bearing fruits of it. And whoever falls on this stone will be broken. But on whomever it falls, it'll grind him to powder. Lots of us have tripped over the stone. We all have. You stub your toe and you trip over this stone. You're on your merry way and Jesus is the stone. He's right in front of your path. You can't go around him. You got to deal with him. And all we have to do is quit running and receive him as Lord. Recognize and acknowledge that you're a sinner and you can't make it into heaven on your own. That's all you got to do. Call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. It's simple. Paul even said, I'm worried that this is so simple that Satan's going to corrupt it. The simplicity that is in Christ, he says. What do you do with Jesus Christ? This always happens when we study the Word of God. You run face to face into the Savior, and then you've got a decision to make. To the Jews, he's the rock in the middle of the way, upsetting their day. To the Greeks, now he's foolishness. That is, how can the Son of God die? And they can't get past that because they are too proud to admit that they are sinners and in need of redemption. But to those who believe, recognize that they are sinners and that Jesus Christ paid their penalty and has forgiven them. Amen? That's us, right? All to him I owe. Now let's wrap up chapter 1 here. Verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame or to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are mighty. And the base, or lowly, things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things which are. And now for the reason it gives you, verse 29. So that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, he who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Now verse 27 says, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And he's chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. That means, let's say we lined up two people here. Gene's grandson here, Giovanni. Did you see him running around here earlier? And Bill Nye, science guy. Let's pick both of these two out. Now, Bill Nye will ridicule anyone and anything who believes in God or who actually thinks that God created this world. Or Stephen Hawking, another one. He can tell you the last digit of pi. But Giovanni can get up here and tell you that God so loved the world that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And he can save his whole house. And he's six. And the other guys, 50, 60, his wife's got to wipe the drool off of his chin. And now he's in hell. Because God takes the foolish, not that the child is a fool. The child is wiser than anybody. He's six and he knows Jesus is Lord. That is pretty darn wise, in my opinion. And the other astronomers, it's foolishness to them. You just can't argue with that. That's just the way that it is. Some people have the gift of faith, and some people don't. Jesus says, don't give what is holy to the dogs, and don't cast your pearls before swine. They just don't have ears to hear. How's that wisdom working out for you now? God's got a way of cutting you down to size when you think that you're standing tall. Can anyone else relate to that? Paul wrote, let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. All right, so once again, we'll leave it here for the day. The question remains, for those listening on the radio, for those listening to this podcast around the world today, if the Holy Spirit's convicted you, what do you do with Jesus Christ? If you're sitting here in this church today, what do? You run into the stone. You stubbed your toe. You can't get around it. You can't get through it. You can't blast, as Mo Howard would do. There's no blasting around it. You're confronted with the stone of Jesus Christ. What are you going to do? There's three different responses we find here in this text. Number one, the first response of people is he's a stumbling block. That is, those that are looking for somebody else to redeem them. That's the case of the Jews, right? There's a saying we know in this country that's called familiarity breeds contempt. We know you. We know your mother. We know your brother and your sisters. What are you going to do for us? They said to Jesus. Perhaps he's a stumbling block to you too. Maybe Jesus Christ is a stumbling block to you. Jesus says to you, go take what you have, sell it, and give it all away, and then come and follow me. That's what he said. He might say that to you. He might say something different to you. He might say to you, whoever starts following me and looks back isn't worthy of me. That verse is on Bill's literature he's given away. That must have convicted, hit him so hard, he has it on papers that carries with him. Maybe you've got something too. The Lord's done the same thing to you. Three different responses. Stumbling block. Second response, foolishness.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church. president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries and author of Make Life